Today on Theologically Thinking, Father William Chicanos of the Holy Apostles Church in Westchester, Illinois, joins us.
Benjamin Franklin once said, "Be at war with your vices and be at peace with your neighbors, and let every new year find you a better man." As we stand on the brink of a new year, some of us filled with joy, I think many of us enter it with trepidation. Many of us question our own faith. The reason has to be because we're not listening to God's voice. Today's opening verses of the lesson from the Gospel of Matthew clearly states to us that Joseph listened to God and then took his wife and child because there was danger lurking for them. But that doesn't happen overnight. We don't all hear voices in the night or in our dreams. Rather, it is something when we are totally connected with God. Being connected with God, we hear His voice. We listen to His instruction. And we are then cognizant of His admonition. Yes, there is a new year that is before us. For many, as I said, is a time of anticipation, of anxiety. The old year, though, has run its course. We look back on the old, and we see from a general point of view that things had worked out. There's closure in many things, and it's preparing us to go forward. Many times we're like the little child who feels very comfortable and secure when he places his hand in someone whom he loves and trusts. We must look for the good and accept the bad. The old year now has brought to us satisfaction, yes, and it did bring regrets for some. But what is done is past. There's finality about the past, which in the insecurity of the present is almost comforting. We can rustle over the pages of the new year. We can read its story and draw our conclusions. We can read the words of the psalmist who said, "We spend our years as a tale that is told." Yet in contrast, this new year that lies ahead is still an unwritten book. What will those virgin pages hold? In how much joy, or how much faith, how much suffering will the narrative be written? The thought of 12 months before us, stretching, is like a new slate that is clean. There's always a good feeling in looking at a clean slate. New opportunities. New beginnings. There are 52 unencumbered weeks that as yet have not been soiled by sin or fractured by failures. It's enough to make us stand and cheer for a moment. Cheer the Lord for this clean slate and this new chance that He's given all of us. As wonderful as the new year's clean slate may be, it is something even more wonderful to have to begin it with a clear conscience. I don't know of anything that can be compared to the relief that comes from having our sins forgiven and knowing that they are also forgotten. And the same is true when it comes to forgiving and forgetting the failures and the sins and the faults of others. We all seek opportunities in life, opportunity to improve, opportunity for health, opportunity for success. Yet is there any greater opportunity than that of being united with God? We all seek happiness in life. Happiness does not mean the same thing to all people. People have come to grips with themselves, and at the same time, who take life much more seriously when this happens. As Orthodox Christians, we should not stand shivering on the brink of a new year any more than we should stand in fear of each new day. We need not fear our incapacity to carry our own restoration. We need to do so much for one day, even for 1 minute. 1 minute, one day. Embrace it each at a time. Would we, if we would apply Christ's teachings to all problems, would we be afraid again returning to that moment with Joseph in his dream? Joseph did not want for one moment consider and say, why would I leave here? It seems safe for me now. But without hesitation, he took his family and he went for safety. We haven't been promised an easy life. The way of Jesus Christ is not always the easiest way out. The word that came to Joseph is perhaps because of the holiness of Joseph, but it's an instruction and illustration for all of us. What we come so often as we do for Holy Communion, we come to join our lives with Christ. And we say unto him that we've come to you with faith and with hope, with love and with no fear, because we have placed our trust and our confidence in you. But Christ does demand from us patience and courage and the power of sacrifice. In this new year, let us set as an admonition that which St. Paul stated in today's epistle. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. And I do think that the time has come when the sound doctrine is endangered because we have itching ears, wanting to hear that which is feasible and plausible and pleasant and certainly attainable with ease. And yet the false doctrines resound rather loudly and blatantly all around us. We cannot help but hear them and be a part of it. There will be individuals who will boldly exclaim again, I will not step forth in church. Not what church means to me today. I spoke with someone the other day who said he renounced his Catholic Church. And he did so because of a historical event, the Spanish Inquisition. May we also renounce our church for things that just didn't go the way we planned and hoped and expected. There were men in Paul's days who were called sophists, sophiste, who argued for the sake of argument. And we find them in our midst today. People who just choose to argue because they want to argue and have no validity in what they're saying. Many will justify their actions by leaving, not placing any fault on anyone else, certainly not on themselves. The horrors that we've lived through these past days and year sometimes overshadow the joy that is to come into this new year. I saw on the Sun-Times front page yesterday as I was in a checkout counter, half of the page devoted to the divorce of the God of Chicago, Michael Jordan, and half to Hussein, both of whom have fallen from their pedestals. that we have held up high. One now for death, and the other for the death of his marriage. And I simply allude to these examples because oftentimes we are ourselves guided by what others do in life, rather than thinking and connecting our lives with God. Christ did not promise, as I said, an easy life, but he invites us, as he did to Joseph and Mary and the child, to come forth with boldness and trust, to believe in him. As the little child finally believed in the Polar Express, listening to the bell. Let us start this new year, therefore, dear sisters and brothers, with a cry of joy, with praise, with thanksgiving, and read those words of the psalmist. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his heavens. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let us go forward without fear, but rather with faith. We shall partake gladly in what lies ahead, for we are Christian soldiers, and we follow where Christ leads. As we enter 2007, determined to make the most of each day and the most of each passing moment. Make your resolutions, but include your resolutions first and foremost for your religious fervor, to attend church every Sunday, to recite your prayers wherever you may be, faithfully and thankfully to a God that loves us, and to get out of life every opportunity that God has given us. Remember that to kill time, you murder opportunity. And God gives us these chances in life. What is done is done. 2006 is about over. Look at that fresh slate and know that God loves, God forgives whatever you may have done or even thought during these past months and weeks, may I even say these moments. And I pray that God will make you strong in everything in which the church believes and teaches. For he is a holy God, a God of mercy, a God of love, and to him we owe all glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
You've been listening to Theologically Thinking with Father William Chicanos. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.